Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text for meditation this morning is the epistle letter to the Hebrews, the first chapter, which you heard read earlier. When God speaks, things happen. When he speaks, things are created and things are redeemed. Jesus Christ is the Word, and the Word became flesh to redeem the very creatures that ruined what God had created so perfectly with his Word. St. John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him." Scripture always interprets Scripture. And in the creation account in the book of Genesis, it agrees that Jesus was right there in the beginning. The word that John refers to is none other than the pre-incarnate Christ. He is at work with the other two persons in creation in the beginning. The other two persons of the Holy Trinity in creation. The prophet Moses writes, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." And that's pretty easy. Easy reference to God, the Heavenly Father. And in the next verse, we hear that the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters, an obvious reference to God the Holy Spirit. So where is Jesus in the text? He is the Word. He is all the places where Scripture records God said. Like, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light, and God saw that the light was good. Another one, "God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so, and God saw that it was good." And there is this repeating pattern that all things were made through Jesus, the Word. God said, it was so, it was good. For 6 days, the pattern continued. God made all things through Christ, the Word, then crowning his creation by forming a man out of the dust and building a woman out of a rib removed from the side of the man. And where was Jesus in this part of the creation? St. John's Gospel tells us, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." Life comes from our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ by way of the Holy Spirit. Then on the 7th day of creation, he rested. Scripture doesn't tell us exactly how long it was between the time when God rested on the 7th day until Adam and Eve fell in the Garden of Eden. But from the day of the fall forward to Jesus' first advent, until Jesus' first advent, God the Father used various ways and various means to communicate with man. The writer to the Hebrews tells us that long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. In the Garden of Eden before sin, God spoke to man face to face. The pre-incarnate Christ spoke to many of God's chosen people, spokespersons, appearing to them as the angel of the Lord. He spoke to Moses through a burning bush and through a cloud on a mountain. He spoke to the other prophets in dreams and in visions, but the message was always the same, that he would redeem mankind from their sinfulness by his grace through faith in the one that he had promised to come, his Savior, and restore creation. God's people of long ago were no different than you and I are today. They're always seeking God. The true God was not necessarily the God that they desired, so they would chase after a God or an idol of their own liking. And your sinful flesh and mind does the same. Your sinful flesh always goes out and finds an idol to worship. And whenever mankind goes searching for God on his own, he always finds the wrong God. You trust your feelings and your heart to tell you who the true God is, but you pick the wrong God. Even with your best human intellect, wisdom, and strength, you always fall short while fumbling around in the darkness. Your feelings can only lead you to a fantasy God that really makes you happy. He may resemble the true God. He may go by the same name that you call your God. You might give him credit for creating all things, the heavens and the earth. But in the end, your fantasy God always gives you what you want, not what you need. The Word become flesh. For thousands of years, ever since Adam and Eve sinned, God spoke in various ways to his people, and those people clung to God's Word. But when the Word became flesh, everything changed. The writer to the Hebrews goes on to tell us, "But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom he created the world." This means that everything that God wanted to create with mankind, he has now communicated completely and fully through the Word, his Son, Christ Jesus. And ever since that first Christmas morning when the Christ child was laid in a manger, Jesus, who is the Word, has the last word. A word that creates, a word that redeems. During his earthly ministry, Jesus said to a storm, "Quiet, be still." And it was so, and it was good. He said to a paralytic, "Get up and walk." And it was so, and it was good. Lazarus had been in the tomb dead for 4 days. But Jesus came to the tomb and said, "Lazarus, come out." And it was so, and it was good. Jesus entered Jerusalem on Palm Sunday to accomplish salvation on behalf of all mankind. And on the sixth day, Good Friday, he finished all of his work that he was born to accomplish, to save the world, create new life, redeem the world. And as he died on the cross for the sins of the world, he cried out, "It is finished." And it was so. And it is still good today. On the seventh day, he rested in the tomb. And on the eighth day, Jesus rose from the dead. The resurrection of our Lord on Easter Sunday marked a dawn of a new era, a new day that never ends. And on that first Easter evening, Jesus came into a locked room with his disciples, and he spoke to them. He said, "Peace be with you." And it was so, and it was good. When God speaks, things happen. When God speaks his peace to you, it is so, it is good. For Christ is your peace. Our text tells us that Jesus is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has intended. It is more excellent than theirs. Jesus possesses and reveals all that God is. He visibly manifests the invisible God. So when you see Jesus, you see the Father. And just as the Father created and ordered all things by his word, the Son now speaks the Father's word that sustains the world and fulfills God's plan for it. Just as he created all things good and pure, Jesus made complete purification for the world from the sins through his sacrificial death on the cross, with his work of purification and salvation, it is now complete. It is so. It is good. And he is now seated at the right hand of the Father. His enemies are his footstool. His name is Jesus of Nazareth. He was born of a virgin, laid in a manger, crucified at the hands of sinful men, and raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. Scripture teaches that salvation is found in no one else, for as there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Scripture teaches us that God has highly exalted on him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. Until Christ returns on the last day in his second advent, God continues to speak to you and me and all people in these last days by his Son and through his Word recorded in Holy Scripture. He speaks to you through pastors who are called and ordained to proclaim Christ's Word. And he speaks through you and every Christian when you go tell your friends and family about this baby born in Bethlehem. Is not just any poor baby. He is the Word become flesh. Jesus, the Savior of all mankind. He is Lord of all. God speaks in holy baptism, where you received his name and everything that belongs to Jesus as a gift, including his life, new life, that conquers death, and his peace that surpasses all understanding, and that Spirit that hovered over the waters in creation hovers over the waters in your baptism. In holy baptism, he gave you new life in Christ. It is so. It is good. God speaks in the holy absolution, forgiving you all of your sins, including all of your sins of chasing after false gods and false idols and turning your back on the true God. He speaks in his words of institution, saying, "This is my body. This is my blood, given and shed for you." As the incarnate words, body and blood, are truly present in his Holy Supper. Jesus then says through the pastor, "The peace of the Lord be with you always, and you have his peace, because his favor rests on you." The same peace that the angels proclaimed at Jesus' birth. It is so. It is good. Jesus is your peace. Fellow redeemed, through the eyes of faith, you have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. From his fullness you have received grace upon grace. When God speaks, things are created, things are redeemed. Oh, come, let us adore him. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.